Okay, very quickly. The Tosfos on the top of Stamach Tesamid Aleph. So the Tosfos, the Gemara is discussing the issue of a Ger Katan. The Ger Katan halacha is that if a person steals from a Ger. Oh, Lili Nishmas. So we learn Lili Nishmas. Yosef Yehuda ben Yitzchak. So if the Gemara has the Teretz Adin, Dini Bamidbar, that if a person steals and there are no Yorshim, so then the Ganav has to pay to the Kainim. So Gemara says, how you talking that a person should have no Yorshim? Because it could be a Ger. So the Gemara says, in that Parsha, Im Ein Le'ish Goyel, so the Gemara says, how you talking V'chiyesh Lecha Odom Yisrael She'ein Le'Goyel, Elo Be'gez L'Ger Kosom Adaber, Lom Rachmana Ish at the Tzarech Lachzar Ach Olav, Im Yesh Le Goyel, and if he's already an adult Ger, you have to check very, very carefully. An adult Ger could have Yarshim. It could happen that he's married and he had children after he became a Ger. But what situation would there be that you don't even have to do any checking at all? That's a Ger Katan. If Reuven stole from a Katan, he became a Ger, but he was a Katan. And then he came to Dazin and he made a Shavua that he didn't steal anything, and then he was invited to steal, so it has to go back to Kainim. So this, Lima Loch of Ger Katan, raises numerous questions that we won't go into right now on the Omid Chassam Chesam at Beis. How did the Katan have money? How did the Katan become a Ger? How do you make a Shavua to a Katan? It becomes the flashpoint in many Alochas. And then in Samach Tesam and Aleph, there Taisha has the following Kasha. Taisha says, why are we so sure that a Ger Katan can have children? Just like an adult Ger can have children, a Ger Katan can also have children. I'll tell me that that's what we're talking about. This is the Raya that Katan ain't a Meilid. But Taisva says, but that's Bizman the Gemara. That's Bederis Achroinim. But the Gemara says in Samach Tesam and Beis that Bederis Rishonim, people were giving birth at the age of 8 or 9, both boys and girls. The Gemara, that's the chunky Gemara in Samach Tesam at Beis, that in the Tosfos almost except for one, is figuring out this principle that people used to give birth at the age of 8 or 9. The Gemara discussed it in times of Bayis, just before Bayis Rishon, but in the time of Bat Sheva, the Gemara discussed it in the time of the Ovos. But the Gemara is certainly willing to entertain that B'dayris have shown him after the Gemara concludes with Man B'tzalel. So Bizman Matan Torah, when this parsha was given, Ger Katan, Gemara says, if you're having children, the age of 8 or 9, so how could our Gemara say that when it's that the situation that we are certain that a person has no children, no heirs, is a Ger, Bikat Nusai, because he couldn't be Moilid, Bikat Nusai, says Taisvis, but the Gemara says that Bizman Matan Torah, when this parsha was given, people being boiled at the age of 8 or 9. That's the kasha. V'yesh loymar. First, the narrow lines in Taisvus. Da'af al pi shebederis ha'achreinim nosnu chachomim simin lavo asaris liktano bas yedeshon avimechon ulekotin benyin gimel shana yechon bederis avishonim shayum emarim lavi saros hayizman gadlus mikodem harbei. The Taisvus gives a simple, easy Teretz, that the Zman Godless changed. That the Zman HaTorah, people became Gdolim at the age of 8 or 9. They had the Simone Godless, they had the Cyrus, the hairs grew in the right place. When they were 8 or 9, they became Gdolim then. Alright, so Kasha's taken care of. People became Gdolim when they have Cyrus, and they had Cyrus at the age of 8 or 9, and a Ger Katan Zman Matan Torah, was a Ger below the age of 8 or 9. Opens up a whole new parsha, which we won't go into right now. What's the age of godless for a Ben Nayach? Alright? But maybe we can get around that by saying it goes Bosa when he will become a godless for a Jew. Alright? That's not Irish right now. Irish right now is to be Medaik in the Taisus. The Taisus says, read Taisus carefully. When he explains to us this principle that people become Gedolim when they bring Cyrus, and they could bring Cyrus at the age of 8 or 9. So Taisva says, V'yesh leimar, ta'af al pi shebedeiris acharonim, and in the after the Zman Atznach, let's say. So Nosnu Chachamim Simen Lahavos Soros. Chazal gave a simen for Cyrus. Liktana, what was the simen they gave? Liktana Bashid Beishan of Yemechon. Ulakotan Ben Yegimel Shon of Yemechon. Midairis of Yishonim, Shimim Marim Lavi Saros. It's very clear in Tosfos that there is one simen of becoming a Godol, and that's bringing the Saros, the signs of physical maturity. That's it. And then he says, Chachamim gave a simen for the simen. You want to know if these Saros are serious Saros? No, so if she's 12 years old, they are serious Saros, they are Saros of Katnus, of Godless. If he's 13, the Saros of Godless. But if you have Saros that come before 12 for a girl, before 13 for a boy, so they're called Shuma, that's an accident. So they're not serious Saros, they're not Saros of Godless. Alright, that's clearly in the Lashon of Tosfos. The Tosfos says that Cyrus is what simonei, the physical simonim is the criteria for godless. That's number one. So what's the business with the years? That is your simon for your simonim. That shows that your simonim are good simonim. Rambam in Perek Beis Halachates of Ishus says Habas sheyolda acha yud beis shana afal pi shlehivia simonim. If a young girl gave birth after the age of 12, says the Rambam, she became a gdoila. Bonim harehem kesimonim. Children is like simonim. All right. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Yud Beis Mevei says that he also says bonim harehem kesimonim. He says no matter when you have children. If a person has a child at the age of 8, they became a gadol. 9 became a gadol, right? Because if a person has Cyrus at the age of 8, you could say, these are not serious Cyrus. These are Cyrus of, they're not godless. But if you have a baby at the age of 8, you can't say that it's not a serious baby. If you have a Cyrus, you can say, the Cyrus are going to go away, they'll fall out. When they fall out, they won't be Cyrus. So the baby's a baby, right? The Rachaim discussed, Rachaim thought even pregnancy was already godless. You just had to be sure that the pregnancy was a viable pregnancy. The baby was to show that pregnancy was viable. He said Ivor was the Zman Gadlus. But the Rambam, we go to the Rambam, he says no. He says if a child, if a young lady gives birth at the age of 12, she's a Gdaila. She gave birth before the age of 12, she's not a Gdaila. She's a Ktan who gave birth. Bonim, Harehen, Kesimonim. The Rambam Shita is that there are two Kosimonim. There are two Simonim have to be in place. You have to have the Shonim, and you have to have Simonim. You have to have the years, and you have to have Simonim. The years are not to indicate that these are good Simonim, because then then the Halacha wouldn't be, the Ram wouldn't have the same thing with Gabe Yabonim. So that's what that's the Machlekes Rishem. So what will the Rambam say about this Gemara now? Tosfos. Correct. A 10-year-old gives birth is still 10. You still Pturim Mitzvahs.
Is that fair?
It's pretty fairish. Habas yolda acha yud beishana. Have a zogdola. No, that's pretty good.
No, I'm just thinking that it's
that's the way it happens.
I
don't think so. That's what we usually. And the truth is that the Ran and the Ramban, they all grapple with Tadalim Shatnar Gemara. For example, the Ran has the same kasha. The Ran asks in our Gemara the same kasha. How can you say that a ger katan had a baby, couldn't have had a baby as a katan? They used to give birth at the age of 8 or 9. So the Ran's teretz is that in the olden days used to give birth. Says mekam megdolos hainudavke ba'osam. It's when you have to say bal karachai. When the pasuk forces you to say that they gave birth early, then they gave birth early. Avol ba'acherim loy oylidu el b'nei yigim shana v'yeim echad. V'mimotzei kotan moilid. And if you'll find a young person who gave birth, have a miuta dimiuta. V'loy chayishinun loy. Now the chiddush Ran and the Ramban, they finish up like against the Rambam, and even though they seem to hold that you have to have shonim together with simbanim, they hold giving birth does override. It's an override. Yeah. So you see, they have three shitas. Shitas of Tosfos is that simbanim are simani gadlos. That's it. In the years 12 and 13, that's just to make sure that there's a real, these are Cyrus are here to stay. But the Cyrus make the person a gadol. Then Mel and Argamara, they have to say they became gadolim earlier. The Rambam seems to say you have to have two simanim. You have to have shonim, that's one simon. Second simon is either Cyrus or giving birth, two simanim. And if a person only has one simon, it's not a gadol, it's a katan. So the shaila is, what happened? Even the Deiris of Ishenim was Meyuta de Meyuta. According to Rambam, we can understand the Gemara, discusses Kotan Moilid or not Moilid. Did Ketanim give birth or not? So according to Rambam, the Pshat's very good. If I have a question about whether they gave birth or not, that's a historical fact. They did or they didn't. According to Rambam, it's there was a small number of people who gave birth before the age of 12 or 13. The question is, Al Pi Din, do we worry about it? The question is, when the Torah talks about Ketanim and Gdolim, is the Torah talking about every single possible Ketan of God? Or is the Torah saying, no, Al Pi Rav, Ger Ketan means Al Pi Rav. So the whole din of Ketan, everybody else Ketan could be Moiled once, that's the Gemara in some Testament days, that there was a time that Ketanim were Moiled. So Tosfos says, no, that became Gdolim were Moiled. There is no such thing. Ketan and Moiled means there is no such thing as the Ketan being Moiled, because once the Ketan is Moiled, it becomes a Gadol. But according to Rambam, it's not a question of Metzias, whether they Moiled or not. According to Rambam, it's a question of probabilities, and does the Torah discuss, when you're learning Pshat in the Pasuk, do we learn Pshat in the Pasuk with such an eye to the possible, that it has to be true to every possible situation, or is it good enough that it's true for the very, very significant Rav? That's the machlekes. Teis Rambam, Brisker Rav, Rav Chaim points this out. This machlekes, the Brisker Rav at the beginning of the Ksavim in Tumura, is Naseach, his father's Mahalach, by saying that the question is, according to Tosfos, the years, the Shonim, as we said, are Simonim leSimonim, and according to Rambam, they are one of the conditions of Godless. Two simani godless. The Miskirov says, B'shem Rav Chaim, Tanoi godless. Alright? But that's the machlekes between Rambam and Tosfos, and the Miskirov points out that is again the machlekes that, of Bonim, and then the Miskirov points out is a third machlekes, which is the same machlekes, and that is the following. We have a din of Mufla Somachlish. That's in the top, the very opening Tosfos of the Masechta. Points out that there's a din that when a girl becomes 11, so even though they're ketanim for everything except for one halacha, and that is for nadarim. A girl hits the age of 11, then we take the nadarim seriously. A boy at the age of 12, we take the nadarim seriously. What does it mean we take them seriously? So according to Rambam, means we check out. A girl makes a neder at the age of 11, we find out that she knows what a neder is. If she knows what a neder is, she is stuck. She's committed to this neder. A boy takes the neder at age 12, and you deal with me, no, do you know what you just did? Then you're stuck, you have a neder. And so the whole parsha of begins already a year before, called Mufla Samachlish. So Tosfos says, the Brisker Rav points out, and so Tosfos in Nida says, you never know whether a person is a Mufla Samachlish until they get their Cyrus. Right? It's retroactive. A person makes a neder at the age of 12, we don't know. Limbo, right? Now we wait, maybe even 11. Boy at the age of 11, maybe, if he's having his early maturity. So now we're going to wait to see. Everything's a suffix. Now when the child gets Cyrus, then we look at the clock and see, look at the calendar, the last 12 months, then the Dharma Chal. And Rambam says nothing doing. Rambam says 12 for a boy, Nidorim are Nivdokim, and 11 for a boy, Nidorim are Nivdokim. That's the Rambam Shita. So Brisker Rav says it's the Lishitosei. According to Tosfos, Cyrus is what makes a person a gadol. So Mufla Somach Leish depends on Osiris. There is no significance to becoming 12. Becoming 12 means that's when we begin to say, oh, this might be the year before godless. Right? Becoming 11, it may be the year before godless. It begins, creates a suffix. But according to Rambam, since the years are one of the Tanoi godless, and the Torah was Kenelachon Shemisinai, that 12 means that they are Nidarm Nivdoki, that 12 for a girl means she's a Gdoila, and we're waiting for one of the Simen, so the Viskirov, that's one of the Tanoi Gadlos, so now the Torah is saying weiter, that if you have a year before one of the Tanoi Gadlos, according to Tosus, 12 and 13 is not significant. He has enough Cyrus, 12 and 13 means nothing. But according to Rambam, 12 and 13 means something. It stands on its own. It's one of the Tanoi Gadlos. So therefore, the Rambam could say that there is such a thing as a din that happens a year before. Now, David Pavarsky goes to the top Tosus in some Chesmet Beit, and he has a long discussion about whether this Tosus is feasible to Shitosei. We just mentioned the questions because it's getting late. The top Tosus says that when we define a Bensera Moira, and Bensera Moira is the first part of Godless, then Asomach Lov. So Tosfos says, why does the Gemara say Ben Somach Lov? Why does the Gemara say, and that Ben Somach Lov means the first few months after they become a Godel? Tosfos says, if I wanted to find a gray area, why don't I say Ben Sarah Moira is the Ben Somach Lov is the Katnus that's close to Godless? When is there Katnus close to Godless? Muflus Somach Leish. That's Tosfos Kasha, the opening Kasha of the Perek. The Gemara says that then that we have a drasha kiyeh leish ben. So that tells me the leish ben a ben sera moira. We call him ben sera moira because it has to be in the earliest stage of godless. So it says Tosfos, why didn't we say that it should be the muflus somach leish? So David Pavarsky says that Tosfos Lishitos is very, very difficult. Tosfos Lishitos, according to Biskirov, what would that mean? It would mean that the Ben Sera or Meira will always be a suffix until the Kasha is a difficult Kasha. How could the Gemara ever imagine, Tosfos, why did the Gemara say this? So David Varsky says, how could the Gemara have even thought of saying this? Because that would mean that the whole thing of Ben Sera is a suffix until they get Cyrus. That means every Asura is Asura, a suffix. That means there's a Malchus, you can't get Malchus now. Right? So he said, how could Tosfos Shitos say such a thing? So he has a little note that he asked the Brisker Rav this Kasha, and the Brisker Rav took it very seriously. He said this says it could be a Kasha to his Mahalach and Tosfos. But that's one of the significant shirts in Hedron was in that the Kasha of Tosfos Lishitos. But what I want to do is finish up with the following two horrors. Number one, what's the Nafka Mida between Rambam and Tosfos? So lechara, one nafka mina would be if a person is 12. If a young man is 12, let's say, young man is 12 and a half. Make it easier, and has Cyrus, right? So according to Rambam, he's a vaday katan. According to Tosfos, he may be a safek gadol, right? Because the point of becoming 13 is to tell us that these Cyrus are real Cyrus. Right? So until he's 13, this is Nosuch Achamim Simonim L'Simonim. So it's conceivable to say that according to Tosfos, a person, a kid, at the age of 12 and a half, a boy, age of 12 and a half, has Simonim, and he lanes for us. They made a mistake. A week before the Bar Mitzvah, guys are already shaving. A week before that, he made a mistake. He had the birthday was a few days later. Alright? Happens every so often. They know his English birthday, and they found that after laning, that he laned Bekatnus. According to Rambam, he mamas laned Bekatnus. So you have to lane over again, right? And they have a shiloh of whether a cotton, the Rav had a big discussion, maybe for Kriyas HaTorah a little bit different, because there is the Torah's limud. Alright. They once had a case in Boston, I think, where this happened. So I think he had a mahalach to save the kid. But the pastor say right now. Let's say he wanted to be moitzi berakos hamazon, it's something easier, it could be something gil, whatever. But according to Tosfos, it could be a sofik and a din derabbanan. If it was Shabbos Zohar, I have to go over again. But if it is derabbanan, it's conceivable to say that here you have a 12 and a half year old, a boy, right? He has Cyrus already. Maybe these are here to stay. So we would let him so a day rice that we have to go over it. It's a suffix, the Rabbana. That could be one nafkamina. Another nafkamina could be Eidos. If you have one aid who claims, I know this kid is already 13. I have another aid one kind of Adams in the eight, kid is 13. One kind of Adam says, I know the kid is Cyrus. Right? So according to Rambam, I don't think it's Chatzidover. You have two Tanomit, you have to identify as being there. I have two Adam, two Kita Adam, they both give me significant information. Right? According to Tosfos, it's Dover Chatzidover. Right? Was that? So one is telling me that they have the Cyrus. That's the meaningless testimony. The other one's telling me that they have the Siman. That could be a Chatzidov. I may need the same kind of Adam. Tell me both. No. Two Kite Adam. Two Kite Adam. No, not so. No. But right. But the Adam has to be on a Dover Shon. You can't have Adam and a Chatzidov. No, because I don't have Eidos that he's a Gaul. Amen.
Why would
you
say he's a Gaul?
Right.
So he's a Gaul. And the other
Kitaim
say that he has Cyrus.
So the group that's saying that he is... I don't have any Eidos that he's a Gaul.
Why? Because
right. No, they're telling me that if somebody else comes in and tells me he has Cyrus, you should know they're good Cyrus. Yeah.
Right, that means that it's defining when it's a good Cyrus or not Cyrus. So, Tosfos could be just, it's a, the Chum gave a general, Siman.
Right, it's conceivable to say that the Tosfos means, is Siman, the Siman is the Chazak of Rabbah. But I think he would mention the Chazak, I agree, it could be that. And the Biskarov didn't learn that way. They thought it was Mamish Siman, the Siman. So, Erechanami, it could be the Chazak of Rabbah. Which means that at this point, I'll be rove. I don't know if that would answer the kasha though. The kasha is I'll be rove. This person hasn't given. It should be a god. I'll be rove. No, so maybe it's a.
Come and give the age. I mean, that's what's happened. The state's hours, but it's those things. State's hours used to be at 8.
Right.
Now it's at 13. So right. Come and give Simon. They gave 13, but in the olden days
they would have given 8. Yeah. Okay, that's a possibility. Right, let's finish up with that. We have a Chazaka de Rabba. Chazaka de Rabba is that once a person is, a girl is 12, she's a Gdola, and once a guy is 13, he's a Gdola. Alright? So, it's a Chazaka, and therefore when it comes to the Eraisa, Shabbat Zohar, we wait till the kid already, we know the kid for sure is Cyrus. Comes to regular Kriyas HaTorah, we know, the Minhag Yisrael is Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbanan, we let a kid 12, let a kid 13 read. Fine. First, a guy wants to be Moitzi, somebody else with Dindar Rabbanan, 13 is good enough, right? So the Be'er Halacha has the following shayla. A child, a young man, at the age of 13, wrote a pair of tefillin, right? By the time he finished the pair of tefillin, he had Cyrus, all right? But when he began the pair of tefillin, we don't know if he had Cyrus enough. So we have a guy who's 13, wrote a pair of tefillin, right? And we don't know, and it's E.F. Shalavara now. If these tefillin were written by a gadol or not, so we have a chazaka de rabba. So the machlekes, the Be'er Halacha quotes between the native Yehuda and the prima gadim, who would be mekil, and if you give an eger, who would be machmir. What's the hezra adover? So they explain the Birkas Avraham formulates this very nicely. The shaila is whether rabba's chazaka is a chumra or a kula, right? And if you hold that these tefillin, that's zechadin de raisa. That these tefillin are kosher tefillin. That means in Shabbat Zohar, when we disqualify the 13-year-old because we don't know via Cyrus, that was a chumrah. If you hold that the tefillin are posel, right? That means that when we disqualify the child at 13 for Zohar, that was kedina. And when we let the 13-year-old lane regular dindar rabbanan dika laning, that was a kula. Again, what's hezra dover? So he says the following: that what did Rabba, when Rabba said we have a chazaka, 12 is a gedola, 13 is a godol. So what, and we're saying the following: that if you can be mevarish, you mevarer. But if you can't be mevarer, then that's taka the din. So what was Rabba saying? Was Rabba saying that al pi ruba deruba a 12 and 13-year-old have simonim? They have simonim. When you're able to be mevarer, you should be mevarer. So a guy wants to lane Shabbat Zohar, we're not going to be mevarer. We're just going to tell him, it's in our best interest that we should be mevarer, and the right to the kid wants to write tefillin at the age of 13, They're going to have to be mefarsim that we checked this kid, and on the tefillah we're going to have to write that we checked the kid and he brought Cyrus. That's not going to happen. So we say, no, we want to be, with Yefsh, we'll make it Yefsh Levarer, and that, but that's the Al Pi Roi, which should be okay. So the Nei Rabbi Yehuda and the Prima Gomorrah, that's Pshat Chazaka de Rabba. Al Pi Rabba was saying, like Simon was saying a minute ago, 12, they have Cyrus, didn't they have Cyrus? But for their rights, they're going to be more careful, we're going to check, right? The Rabbi Kivegas is for care. Rabbi Kivegas says that when a person becomes 12 or 13, so then we assume that they don't have Cyrus, right? We assume that they are Ketanim, right? And therefore, if we have a Sofek and the Tefillin are written already, so we have to fassel it, right? Then the Rabbanon, so we're Mekel in the Sofek. The kid wants to lane, alright, the Rabbanon is going to be Mekel. But Me'ikir Adin, this person has not brought sufficient, satisfactory simone godless. So this machlekes between the native Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger might line up well with a machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, to have shonim, meaningless. Shonim are a simon for the Cyrus, right? So for Rabbah to say, look, if he has shonim that's good enough, so at most, Rabba could be saying, look, if he has Cyrus, so then we're creating a chazaka. We're makabel the chazaka of Rabba as saying there's a good chance, so for a din de Rabbanan will be meiko. But for the Ovad, there's nothing there to really be semecha, and the tefillin should be possible tefillin. If you hold that the child, that shonim is really a simon that stands on its own, so then Rabba's saying, look, the person brings in one full simon, right? So then we could say, once a person, as Rabba says, once a person brings one full simon, no. So then we have, then you could say, well, there's a roi that maybe we'll bring another simon. Maybe another simon is there already. But then we could suggest that Rabba's din is a kula. And that's chance to say. And then not mukhrach, but then it's possible to say. We'll finish up with the Nersameach. That formulates in a very pretty way. The Aras HaMeach raises the question of whether simone godless are simonim that the person is a bar das, or whether the simonim are in fact the koveya for the person being a godol. And here also, it's conceivable that Tosus would say that since the Cyrus are stand alone, that he holds that they are simonim. That the person is a bar das, and according to Rambam, it's possible that the simonim are really an indication of godless, and therefore I need to have the person at 12 or 13 to show the person is already mature. So sikum advarim, what we said, start backwards now. We know there's halacha of simone godless. The Arsameach raises the question: the simone godless a din de raisa that the Torah is kaveya, that this person is now chayv in mitzvahs. And, alright, so then we assume at that point already that a person's a bar das. Or is that really the person becomes a god of being a bar das? And the Torah said, if you want to know if a person's a bar das, I'll give you a certain indication of a bar das. They reach physical maturity, they reach a certain age. That's the hakir of the Yor Sameach. That is the simonim, what we call simonim, and they just indicate that the guy's a bar das, or are they really kevei or not? Then we said that Allah Lamasa, we work with the Chazaka de Rabba. Chazaka de Rabba, what does that mean? It means that when a boy reaches 13, a girl reaches 12, we are not Mevara. We don't check at their Cyrus. Alright? We don't do it. Now, Halacha Lamai, so what happens with the Avan? What do we do with the Avan? So, that's the Machlegas Prima Godim and Nerebi Huda on one hand, Rebbe Kim on the other hand. What happens with the Avan? With the Avan, do we say the child lained Parsha Zachar at the age of 13? Didn't they write so? So we're not going to check to have Cyrus announced by Mincha what we found, right? So the Yeshu Levarer, we're not going to do that. So the question is, so what do we do? We have a Dinde Raisa, Yeshu Levarer. So that's the Machlekes, Achroinim. So what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes was where their Rabba's Chazaka was Al Pi Roi, this guy's a Godol. 12 and 13, he's a Godol already. But we're not sure if it's Cyrus, and we can't be Mevarer. We'd like to be Mevarer. If we can't be, we would. If we can't be Mevarer. So therefore, we are machmir lechadchilam on a din deraisa. Din derabbanan to remakel. Or do we say, no, for carrots? They're really Rabba saying that there's a very, very big kula over here. We need to have Cyrus. Without Cyrus, we don't have the person not a gadol. But if they really come to a certain age, al pi roiv, we can be samech on that, and therefore we could even be samech on that, even b'di'avad. So l'chover, that lines up with this machlekes Rambam Tosfos. But now we're pointing out that the machlekes Rambam Tosfos as to whether the years are indicators, are they a test for the Cyrus, or the years are a co-simon. Nafkemina might be, if Cyrus without years, that a suffix or is that a suffix, or is it nothing, right? And Nafkemina might be, I understand David's hesitation, it might be of how to evaluate a chatzidover. But we pointed out that in our sugya, that will determine how to learn pshat in the sugya. If you hold like Rambam, that there are two kosimonim, and that comes through with the Mishitosef and Muslim Samach Leish, and it comes through for Bonim, so then you have to learn Pshat in Ein Katan Moilid, or Katan Moilid as, that's a Miyot, the question is probability. On the other hand, you have to say that even Bizmana Torah, it was a very small group who actually gave birth at the age of 8 or 9. Masha'inikin, if you hold like Kosvis, that the simonim are indicators of the Cyrus, that they are serious Cyrus. So then you could say, but the Cyrus stand alone to be the koiveya of godless, and then that means that as man matan Torah, the godless actually changed. In terms of our sugya, so the lashon of Tosfos I think is clearest over here. That lashon nosnu chachomim simonim le simonim.